Today on Hands-On Photography, we're going to dive into our photography lab here at our home, and we're going to talk about high-key lighting. We're going to walk you through setting all of that up. We're going to take some shots, and you're going to see just how easy it is to do this. Stay tuned. Hands-On Photography is brought to you from LastPass Studios. Using the same password everywhere is a security nightmare waiting to happen. LastPass puts you in control of your online life by storing all your unique passwords in a secure, encrypted vault. Visit LastPass.com/Twit.
This is Twit.
This episode of Hands-On Photography is brought to you by Peak Design. They've just launched their 10th campaign on Kickstarter, Mobile by Peak Design. To learn more, go to peakdesign.com/twit. Hey, what's going on, everybody? I'm Matt Pruitt, and this is Hands-On Photography here on Twit TV. I hope y'all are doing well. I am unbelievable, as always. Still trying to figure out this daylight saving time, or whatever it is you want to call that stuff, losing light. And it's starting to affect my my flow just a little bit, but we're going to work through it and get this thing rolling for you. If this is your first time joining the podcast, this is a podcast where I like to sit down and share with you different tips and tricks that is going to help make you a better photographer as well as a better post processor. So also, if this is your first time, go ahead and hit subscribe in whatever podcast app you're listening on. Whether it's Spotify or Apple Podcast or heck, even our YouTube channel, just hit subscribe, leave us some comments, leave us some ratings, let us know your thoughts on the show, and it'll help continue to grow our Hands-On Photography community. I appreciate all of the support. So now let's go ahead and get started with this week's episode. Okay, so back last week on episode 53, I introduced you the different types of portrait photography out there, in particular, just two, because there's a bunch of them. But we just went with two of the most popular ones, and that's high key lighting and low key lighting. And I said that this week we're going to talk about doing an actual lab and walking through setting up those shots for you. So today we're going to start setting up a high key portrait shot. It's pretty easy to do. It doesn't take a lot of equipment. Now, disclaimer, I know I have a whole lot of different equipment in here that most people aren't going to have when they first start out with photography. I get that. But you can use some inexpensive equipment to get this shot. And as a matter of fact, it doesn't even take a big, huge space to get this shot. So don't worry about your space. Don't worry about your equipment. Just take into effect the actual fundamentals and concepts behind building the shot, okay? All right, so previously we talked about with high key, you're gonna get a light that's right above your model that's gonna be pretty big from a light source standpoint. I'm just using a regular speed light, a little AA battery powered speed light, but I have a light modifier on it. I talked about light modifiers on episode 44, and I'm using that light modifier to make the light soft when it hits my model. And then also, I have a white background behind me that I'm going to use. You don't have to have a white background, but it does help with this. If you have to get inside of Photoshop and work on some things to make your background white, that's possible. I'm not going to get into that. We're just going to use this white backdrop that I have here. I'll put some links in the show notes to show you where you can get a white backdrop just like this one here. Okay, so let's go ahead and get started. I want to show you what I'm working with here. So I'm going to switch to my overhead camera here. And what you'll see is I have the white backdrop, but I also have this additional light right here that's going to shine onto the white backdrop. And this is a regular daylight setting LED light. I think I got this one for about $100. Not terribly expensive, and it's not terribly bright. It's just 60 watts or so. If you don't have something like this, there are other lights that you can get, such as these little Neewer CN160s. You can get a couple of these. I think you can get two for like $50, and they're fairly bright, and you can shine them onto your background too. So again, don't limit yourself to thinking that you gotta have some super expensive gear, because you don't. All right, so we got the white backdrop, and then right here you're gonna see this is my main key light that is set right behind the camera. You can't see the camera, but it's right here. But there's a main key light, And I think this is my 28 inch softbox. This is a parabolic softbox, so it's nice and round, and it's going to wrap around my model, and it's going to be a lot more flattering to my model. All right. And then, of course, I have just this little Apple box here where the model is going to sit. Now, before we bring the model in, I want to take a few minutes to thank this week's fine sponsor, the folks at Peak Design. This episode of Hands-On Photography is brought to you by Peak Design. Peak Design just launched their 10th campaign on Kickstarter, Mobile by Peak Design, an ecosystem of cases, mounts, and accessories that make your phone a better tool for everything you do. It even works with the new iPhone 12 MagSafe system. These accessories use SlimLink, which has been added to their new everyday phone case. When paired with your mobile device, it connects with accessories such as a wallet with a built-in kickstand, charging and non-charging mounts for your car dash, hard locking mounts with total security, a machined aluminum tripod, and so much more. To learn more about the Mobile by Peak Design campaign and all the other amazing products, head to peakdesign.com/twit. Support Peak Design and visit peakdesign.com/twit. And we thank Peak Design for their support. All right, so let's go ahead and look at the setup here. I got my model. Y'all may know her. Most of you know her. If you've been a big Twit fan, you know her. Say hey to the people, Queen Pruitt, right there, today's model. All right, she's going to sit in, and we're going to do this high-key lighting setup, and I'm going to walk you through step by step. I've already gone over the gear, and I'm also going to have Lightroom showing here on my computer momentarily, so I'll make sure that's good to go there. All right, so now what I want to do is just fire up the camera and figure out what my exposure should be. And ideally, when you're setting up these shots, you want to get a first frame to be black, because that's going to eliminate any of the ambient light that you have in your room. Typically, you're doing these shots in broad daylight or whatever, but you want all of the work to be handled by the camera's processor and all of the light to be controlled by you, not the daylight, not the lamps or anything like that. You want it all to be under your control. So what I'm going to do is just set up my camera to take a frame. It's not going to look good. It should just be a black screen when we take the shot. So I'm going to switch over to my screen here in Lightroom. Okay. And then I'm just going to take a shot. Now, the beauty with the latest Lightroom update, you get live view. And so what you see on the screen now, at least what you should see on the screen now, is just a black screen. And I'm going to hit focus on her. That looks good. And then I can close that now. And currently have my settings at 1/100th of a second, f8, ISO 250, and we're going to snap a shot. Whoops, the flash was on. I didn't want the flash to be on, so I'm going to turn the flash off, because that totally defeats the purpose with getting our settings right. So turn the flash off. Now we will shoot this again. There we go. So now we have our somewhat of a black screen there. There's no extra light coming in other than the key light that I have here for the actual broadcast. So now let's go ahead and take it a little bit darker. Let's go from F8 to say F10 and see what happens. See how much darker it gets. Yeah, we can go a little darker. Let's change the shutter speed. Speed up the shutter 1/60th of a second. There we go. That's more like it. And if you look at the histogram here in the upper left, you'll see everything is moved over to the shadows and black side of the histogram. Okay, so now let's start building this shot up. If we turn on our flash, we're going to get all of the light hitting our model right in the face, nice and flattering. What should happen is it's going to spread across her cheekbones, and it'll fall off really, really quickly, because the inverse square law says as light travels, it starts to fall off and starts to decrease in power. Even though it does spread a little bit, it just loses its power and you start to see shadows. So we got our flash on. I think I have it set to 1/4 of its actual power. Do a quick test flash like that to make sure we're good to go. All right, so now she's gonna smile for the camera, and now we're gonna take a shot. And there we have it. So take a look-see here. The light's hitting her cheeks, light's hitting her forehead, and everything is smoothing out on her skin. If I zoom in on it, that's the only way you can see the details of her skin, okay? But that's the beauty of having the high-key light on there is as it wraps around, it just brushes away blemishes and things like that that you'll see on your model, okay? But you're going to say, wait a minute, you should have some sort of a white background. Well, we can get a white background, and all we got to do is just light it. We have this light sitting right behind her. You don't see it in the frame, but if I turn it on, it's going to make a big difference. So let's switch back. You'll see that I've now turned on this big old LED light. We're going to lock focus on her one more time. Focus is locked. Good to go. And now we are going to shoot the shot. And survey says, yeah, we could do a little bit better. The light is still hitting her just like we want it, but I really want this to stand out more as a brighter shot. So I'm going to make sure all of my power is good on the backlight. And I'm going to change some of the settings here with the camera. So I'm going to decrease the shutter speed, slow it down a little bit, slow it down to 1/100th of a second. I'm not going to change the aperture, but I am going to change the ISO because, again, that's faux lighting, if you will. So now let's go ahead and hit the shot. And there we go. See, now we have that big, bright white background. The bright light is hitting her face and making her glow. But there's a little bit more that we can do with this shot. So let me show you folks something here. I'm going to switch over to my other camera. Okay. Now, way back in the days, I talked about these little pieces of foam core. This cost a whole $1.50, if that, at Walmart. And it's nothing but just foam core poster board, if you will. Nothing fancy, but it's quite useful in photography. So what I'm going to do with this is use it as a reflector. So I'm going to have her hold it just up under her chin, just slightly right about here. And what's going to happen is the light's going to come out of the speed light through the softbox, nice little spread, hit this reflector, and it's going to fill in the shadow areas right up under her chin and a little bit around her cheeks, again, making it a lot more flattering. So let's go ahead and lock focus on her one more time. Focus says, we got it. And now let's shoot the shot. There we go. Okay, so let's flip back to my other camera here. If we look at the screen here in Lightroom, take a look at the differences here. Exposure is exactly the same. She didn't move position. But if you look down at the, like look at her neck and look at her chin, it's a little bit darker there. Putting that reflector in, it totally filled all of those shadows and really just smoothed out her skin. Even look at her cheeks. See, if I zoom in really tight like that, you can see every little detail, every little pore. But right here, this is night and day, and this would really work for front of a magazine cover, anything like that. It's perfectly fine because the light smoothed everything out. Now, again, there's some other things that we can do inside of post-processing that's going to make this even better for us. Let me switch back to this camera. When we jump into Lightroom and jump into Photoshop, there's still some other post-processing things that we can do far as frequency separation, far as hopping into the gradient tool and working on like some of the eye bag areas because, you know, some people, including myself, we have just natural eye bags right there that just look a little bit darker than the rest of our face. We can touch that up and make it look even better. But this is going to be an easy fix because our lighting was right. She looks good. The lighting looks good. And as a photographer, it's just going to make your job even easier when you set up the shot just right. You set up your exposure just right. You set up your lighting just right. Hit the shutter. Boom. This is going to be so much easier. All right. So that is it for this week's episode of Hands-On Photography. Again, I just wanted to walk you through setting up high key lighting. I used two different light sources. I had my main key light. I had a light right back behind her on the background. And then I actually brought in a little piece of foam core paper or poster board that costs next to nothing that anybody can go and buy at their local art store or Walmart and use that as a reflector or hence a third light to help fill in the gaps and make her look even better. All right. Thank you all so much for watching this week. Appreciate all of the continued support. Again, check us out each and every Thursday around 2 p.m. ish Pacific time on the live stream. That's twit.tv/live. And you can catch everything that's going on in our chat room as well. Thank you again to Mr. Victor for making me look and sound good. And stay tuned. Make sure you subscribe because next week we're going to dive into the post-processing part of this. And you're really going to see how easy this is. Okay, folks. Thank you all again. We'll catch you next time. Be sure to safely create and dominate. Y'all take care.
One more twit? Well, you gotta check out iOS Today. That's the show where Leo Laporte and I cover everything you need to know about iOS. It's the best apps, the best games, and everything you can do with your iPad, your iPhone, and your Apple Watch, plus CarKit and so much more. twit.tv/iOS.